Welcome, 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 radio to health and well-being with Blossom.
Women have the power to transform.
We are here on the Female Solutions platform, Blog Talk Radio. I'm Beata, and it is chilly in Florida these days, and it's going down even more. The temperature is going down. So welcome. Thank you for joining me this morning for a very important show for the season. This season of shopping till you drop, and trees and presents and debt collection and all that. If you're listening it's online, crazy sometimes. So I want to just welcome you here, and we got a lot to talk about. There are lots and lots of natural ways to overcome reduction in your energy level and your thought patterns, and they call it depression. But I just want to say it's a reduced energy level, mental, spiritual, physical energy level when you get depressed. So we want to bring you back up with some joint rolling and lots of information about natural ways to overcome when your body energy is lower, your thoughts are lower. We're going to raise it back up. So let's listen to our greeting for our families across the earth. We welcome you.
I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family.
All the members of our family here
may be listening around the world.
Around
to
the
our
world.
Family in China, Ni Hao. In
Ni Hao.
India, Namaste. In
Namaste.
Japan, Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, everybody. Woohoo! It's almost the end of 2022. Can you believe it? And I'm excited because winter solstice started this week, past week, on the 21st. So 2 days ago, we entered into an all-new energy field, where the planets are lining up a certain way. Your body is even adjusting a certain way. I know I have been had a runny nose for the last couple of days because of the environment that I was in a few days ago. A friend of mine, we decided to go to the theater. I wanted to see Avatar, the new Avatar. They didn't want to see that. So we looked at the other movies and we thought, well, what are we going to look at? And I thought this movie looked interesting called The Menu. Ooh, big mistake. We walked out halfway through that movie because the crazy psychopathic entertainment that was going on, someone shooting themselves in the mouth, and it was a crazy intellectual theme, but it was like shocking. My friend and I were like shocked that this actually was going on in a movie, but it was so high intellectual and all that. So we got up and walked out, and I got my money back because I was told that the movie was good and it was worth seeing, and we were in there. Ah, we got to get out of here. Let's get out of here. So that I think that shock affected my body in a way that I didn't expect, because all of a sudden my nose was running the next. In fact, that evening, my nose started running and I've had this little tickle in my throat. And so when you have an experience of shock in your life, like I did, looking at the screen, this shocking violence on a screen, unexpectedly too. We had no idea this movie was going to be that shocking. So the bottom line is, read the reviews of a movie you're not sure about. Even if you just walk up to the theater and you don't know what it, read the reviews. And I missed the R rating. We didn't see the R rating. We just thought the title looked interesting. And the woman who starred in it, she was from The Queen's Gambit, which I love that Netflix series on The Queen's Gambit. And I thought, well, it's got to be okay because she's in it. But no. Shocked. I was in shock. And so my body is now releasing the shock, if you will. It was like, and then boom, mucus started coming out, coughing, throat got scratchy. And I'm just nurturing, cherishing this process, runny nose, let's get this mucus out. In fact, I'm going to give you a formula that I saw on YouTube for getting rid of toxins and parasites all naturally. That's what we do here. We give you some natural alternatives so you don't have to get the drugs if you don't want. It's your choice. That's what we're all about, helping you make better choices, especially this coming year, because your choices are going to manifest like that. It's going to be, it already has been quick manifestation of choices in my life. And so I was looking for a mirror for my kitchen area, and I got it. I found it. We found it, and it was like, boom, 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 there's my mirror. So next thing I'm looking for is some French doors back here. If anyone wants to donate French doors, just send them my way. But anyway, thank you for joining me. We're going to love on ourselves. It's time to fly. First, love yourself. That is the key to overcoming anything, disease, depression, anxiety. First, love yourself. So many people that I meet, so many customers that I've had the pleasure of working with don't love themselves. And it's because they've had years and years of programming from relatives, from people in their life who said, you're not worth anything, you're not important, and I don't love you. So that's why we have to start with ourselves, first loving ourselves, and then you will attract people who will respect you and love you. And loving yourself shows up in a lot about what you put in your mouth and what comes out of your mouth. So we want to help you today to choose better foods to put in your mouth, and even no foods. Choose no foods to put in your mouth. Right now, people are being gluttons, eating everything from cakes and cookies and all this food. And my friend Eli Tom Elamine, the breatharian, is walking around Africa. He's camping around Africa with no food. So there are spectrums for everything to balance our life. We want to be more conscious about what we really need in this life to survive even, and what we don't need. So thank you for joining me. Let us get ready to do some joint rolling with the Sounds of Healing by Sounds of Blackness. It's Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. I love this music. The words are powerful. The words are relevant. So as you're rolling, just listen to the words of this song and think about how you can be the change, be the difference, and reverse the evil, the hatred, and bring in love, more love, starting with me. So let's do some neck rolls first. We're going to roll our neck around when we start the music, roll it in both directions, and then we're going to roll our shoulders forward and back and do some swimming in the sea of energy here. And then we're going to get on our backs, kick our legs up and our arms, roll our wrists and our ankles, our knees, our elbows, and then we're going to get on our side, let that leg move around to lubricate our precious hips. Yes, these hips are precious. Even if you're not able to do all this rolling, you can roll whatever you have, whether it's your arms, your legs. Just keep rolling and breathing. In fact, let's just all take, before we start, take a deep breath in. Let's do four breaths in. Hold it for four. And then exhale all that unneeded energy, a toxic. Inhale love. Hold it. And exhale all the toxins and resentment, bitterness. Inhale love, compassion, wisdom. exhale judgment, criticism, hatred, any unloving thoughts. Inhale once more, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. Inhaling love, compassion, wisdom, patience, joy. Exhale all the resentment, anger, bitterness, and hatred and jealousy. Take in a fresh love. Time for healing. So here we go with some next one.
Against their sisters and brothers, yeah.
Healing through our
healing,
all around the
neck. Squeeze and release, getting that vagus nerve activated. Breathing in, and exhale. Squeeze, breathe in, and exhale, release. Squeeze, breathe in, exhale, release. Breathe in, deep breath in, squeeze the back of that neck and go down to the shoulder area, releasing all that tension from the night before. And let's just take one hand, go down the other arm, squeeze that arm, take the other hand, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze down the other arm, pat those legs, tap, tap those, that thymus gland, your thymus gland right in the middle of your chest, that's your immune system booster. Let's get that immune system boosted, 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 and let's just massage, squeeze those breasts around the breast, get the lymph system under in the armpit, massage in there, get that lymph system flowing. No clogged lymph glands when you do this. Massage under the arms, massage under each arm, rubbing, loving, loving, loving on yourself first. That's the key, loving yourself, loving yourself. Pat down those legs, and then let's just place our arms, our hands, right here on the back where the kidneys are. This is your where your kidneys are. And just love, rub, give your kidneys and your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands need some extra attention right now, all this stress around us. Just rub around the adrenal glands. Give the kidneys a pat. And then give your microbiome a little rubby-dubby-dub. Keep loving on those microbes that are your, this is your army down here. So give it a little pat and then reverse that. Woohoo! How does that feel? Take inventory on after all that movement. Are you feeling energized? Are you feeling less depressed even? If you had any depression at all when we started, it should be dissipating more and more as we go through this show today, because everything we're doing today is meant to bring joy, 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 joy. Lift you up and bring joy into your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind. So let us give thanks, give thanks. Give yourselves a hand for doing the joint rolling and starting the detox process. All right, I'm going to go to my studio now, turning around, giving a bird's eye view of my place, my space. Ooh, we're here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And my name is Viata. For those of you who may be new to my channel, I'm on YouTube. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm believing everything's going perfectly well in Blog Talk Studio land. And we're going to rock and roll this morning as we learn about ways to treat our depression. Now, let me give a disclaimer that this show is not intended to replace any advice you may be receiving from your doctor or MD. So if you have any chronic or acute health conditions, whether mental, physical, please, 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 that if you haven't been able to resolve them, please see your trusted health professional. And we're here every Friday, Health and Well-Being with Yada, to assist your journey to take charge of your health. And one of the audios that I like to play all the time is about the systems, because when you, if you're feeling depressed, low energy, low anxiety, one of your systems or more are not functioning where they should be. And let me just play this audio for those of you who are new about the systems in your body. It is a full system in this body. It's not just you need a pill because you feel a certain way. All your systems are out of harmony, out of balance when you are feeling depression, anxiety, or any of those things. So your systems are out of balance. So here's just a very short audio about all those systems that work in this amazing, amazing biological computer. So if you think about your computer, if it's something's not going right, there's something going on in the whole system that needs corrected. And this is the reminder in this particular audio of how sophisticated and how the body works together with all of these amazing systems. So here we go.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment: the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary, or renal system, maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
So that audio teaches us about this advanced communication system. It's all about communication. And especially for me at my senior season, I'm learning about hormones more than anything. I'm re-sculpturing my body, and I'm realizing that hormones play a major, major role in re-sculpturing my body to bring me more muscles and to get rid of the little belly fat I have. I mean, I'm not overweight, but I have areas of my body that could be improved. And I'm working on that through weightlifting and 15-minute intense workouts and a little bit of changing in my adding more protein, vegetarian, mostly protein, a little fish now and then. But those body systems that we just heard about, they are going to work in harmony, what, when we first love ourselves. Because if there's any feelings or energy in motion called emotions, if there's any feelings of hatred, a lack of love, disrespect for the body, then those all of those systems will be affected. So when we come back from the break, I want to play another audio that I play often about the microbiome, because that's believed. In fact, let me just go ahead and play. It's only 2 minutes. The importance of feeding our microbiome, because it's the army. And the microbiome system communicates to the brain about what needs to be adjusted in the system. So let's listen to a 2 minute, before we go to the break, something about the microbiome army and the importance. It's believed to be the second brain. So as we move forward in balancing the depression and anxiety, we want to remember, What are the most important aspects of our human body that can shift depression and anxiety? And the microbiome state, whether it's healthy or not, is very, very key to helping us in depression and anxiety.
Our bodies are home to over 100 trillion microorganisms. These microorganisms are found everywhere and make up microbiomes. Over the course of evolution, microbes have evolved with us and have an important role in the human body. Without our microbiome, we wouldn't be able to survive. Microorganisms live all over the body, but have the highest density and diversity within the gastrointestinal tract. The gut microbiome is vital for digestion and helps us break down complex carbohydrates, such as starch from potatoes and cereals, and fiber from fruits and vegetables. The microbiome also helps provide vitamins and minerals needed to survive. As well as aiding in digestion, the gut microbiome is thought to play an important role in protecting against disease. Stomachs with a healthy microbiome are thought to be so diverse that when pathogenic bacteria are present, such as Helicobacter pylori, which causes stomach ulcers, they aren't able to thrive and cause disease. Studies have also linked a diverse microbiome to improved heart and brain health, weight control, reduced blood sugar levels, and a lower risk of diabetes. An imbalance of microorganisms in the gut is known as microbial dysbiosis. A gut with reduced microbial diversity may make it more susceptible to infection. The microbiome has also been linked to the nervous system and mental health. An inefficient digestive system has been associated with an over or understimulation of nerves carrying information from the stomach to the brain, and could be linked to a range of conditions, including depression and anxiety. It is thought that the microbiome is essential to your well-being, and there are ways to promote a diverse gut microbiota. Eating a varied diet, not using unnecessary antibiotics, and spending more time outdoors are a few ways to promote and maintain a healthy gut.
All those things he mentioned that are keys to maintaining a healthy gut are also the keys to ridding yourself of depression and anxiety. Your diet, outside, being outside, and we're going to hear more about the science. There is actually a scientific study that shows how being outside can improve your health in amazing ways. So let's take our break. our first break, and we'll be right back with some really good news and information to help you overcome any depression and anxiety if you choose. And it starts with what? First, loving yourself. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Executive producer was talking about this topic yesterday, and I felt it was only natural or expected for us to talk about natural therapies for depression, anxiety, because 'tis the season. Unfortunately, this is a season where suicide rates are up usually, and so we want to encourage you, if you have any thoughts of taking your life, please, 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 please talk to someone, a loved one you trust, and call if you have to call the suicide hotline in every city, and just go outside. This is what we want to talk about today, is that a lot of depression can be eliminated or reduced if we spend more time in nature. And there's actually scientific proof behind that. So I want to start with what some Stanford researchers found recently. I think it's Stanford. The science behind overcoming depression by going outside. I believe it's about, let's see, let's start there. Research, because some people just want scientific proof that whatever we recommend here or any health issues, that there's some science behind it. Well, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Scientists are doing research. And this is one about, actually, this is one, the five health benefits of walking based on the science.
Walking is something that we've been doing since our creation as humans. It is instinctive, inherent within us, and something that we do even without thinking about it. It is unbelievably convenient, allowing us to travel from very small to very large distances over a whole range of different terrains. And even today, when we have cars, trains and planes, it is still our primary mechanism for transport. Well, these benefits don't just stop there. Did you know that walking powerfully impacts almost every system within your body? Well, in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how walking affects your health, why you should be doing it every single day, and stick around to the end because I'm going to go through my top tips on how you can enhance these health effects from walking. So let's begin. Hello there, my name is Stephen Hume and I'm a doctor of chiropractic, and very recently I've become very interested in the impacts that walking has on our health. Now if you're sitting there thinking that walking is just simply something very monotonous, something we do every single day just to achieve certain tasks to get to certain places, well don't be fooled, because walking has massive impacts on various systems within our bodies. So without further ado, let's start with the first one. So number one, it keeps our spines healthy. We have 360 joints within our bodies, and 100 of those is within the spine. That's just underneath a third. So just like how muscles need to be used to stay healthy, in the same way that joints need to be used to reduce the degeneration that we see within those joints and for them to function very efficiently and effectively, there's study to show that the more immobile a joint is, the more degeneration we see in that joint. In the same way that the muscles surrounding the spine also need to be used consistently and challenged enough so they'll be strong enough to protect your spine. Now what's interesting about your spine is that the major joint in your spine are the discs. Now what's interesting about the disc is that the center third does not have a blood supply, which essentially means that the discs rely on a pumping action that occurs through exercise, such as walking, for nutrients to be able to be pumped into the disc and waste products to be pumped out of the disc. And this is why we need walking and exercise to keep the disc healthy, because if those discs don't get enough nutrients into the center, then they can't heal properly. And this is one of the major reasons why walking is so important for preventing low back pain. A recent study done in Japan earlier this year with around 7,000 participants showed how an intermediate level of physical exercise massively reduced the chances of people getting chronic low back pain. Chronic low back pain is going to be anything that's over 3 months, so we're looking at long-term low back pain. So it's really important that we keep our spines moving to prevent issues arising in the spine and keep our spines healthy. Now number two, it improves mental health. This is particularly important in times like today, where we see a large amount of people experiencing depression and anxiety and suffering with mental health. Now what we see in high intensity exercise, such as running or anything where we are exerting our body to a high degree, is that we get what we call the runner's high. And what that is that we get a release of a very powerful natural painkiller called endorphins. And this circulates our bodies and gives us that really nice feeling. Now what we see with low intensity exercise, such as walking, particularly over a sustained period of time, is that it causes a release of something that we call growth factor. Now growth factor is very essential within the brain because it causes nerve cells to grow and to make new connections. This is an essential role within the brain and something that we do every single day. So very important for improving your brain health. Now what's also interesting is that walking increases the size of an area of the brain that we call the hippocampus. The hippocampus is very essential for emotional regulation and long-term memory consolidation. Now the hippocampus is also noted to be very small in people that suffer with depression and anxiety. The two together would make walking play a big role in preventing against mental health. A 2013 systematic review, which is essentially one of the highest quality of research papers we can do, showed that 150 minutes per week of physical exercise could play a really good role in preventing mental health.
Number three, it improves heart and lung function. A systematic review done in 2013 that looked at the effects of Nordic walking on a group of people showed that it significantly enhanced people's resting heart rate, their blood pressure, the amount of exercise that they can do, the amount of air that they can take into their lungs, as well as their quality of life. Now, as you can imagine, when you're walking, particularly if you're doing Nordic walking, you're going to have an increase in the amount of blood flow that's going through your arteries. The muscles within your heart are going to be pumping harder and faster. And what we know about muscles is that the more we challenge them, the stronger that they get. So we can apply the same use it or lose it principle here, and this is why exercise is so important for heart and lung function. Number four, walking can help to control and improve your blood sugar. A study done in 2013 with older adults at risk of glucose intolerance showed that walking 15 minutes after your meal can significantly enhance and stabilize your blood sugar. This is because as you're walking, your heart is going to be pumping faster, your lungs are going to be working harder, your muscles are going to be challenged more, and all these systems are going to be using more glucose, the sugar within your blood. So this is going to help to decrease the amount of sugar within your blood. It's going to make insulin, which is a very important hormone for stabilizing blood sugar, to work better. Now just remember here that you don't have to overdo it to get these effects. Sometimes overdoing it or doing a vigorous exercise can actually temporarily increase your blood sugar. What's great about this is that these effects can occur for many hours after you've exercised. And number five, walking improves your immune system. There was a study done in 2010 that showed that people that walked 30 to 45 minutes a day had 43% less sick days per year. Now that's a significant number, and this is thought to be because as you're walking, as you're doing exercise, you increase the amount of immune cells that are released into your body, and therefore helping to protect you from flu and cold and various different diseases that your immune system helps to protect you against. So lastly, I'm going to just go through a few tips on how you can enhance your walking to get more movement within the joints and essentially just to really reap these benefits through your everyday. So my first one would be to walk a minimum of 30 to 45 minutes a day. When we have a look at a lot of the research that's been done, the participants were walking at least 30 minutes each day, and it's thought to be that's a good amount of time to be walking to get some good benefit. The government guidelines suggest that we should be doing 150 to 300 minutes of physical exercise every week. So that would equate to 30 minutes each day for about 5 days of the week. Now what I would also suggest when you're walking is to think about two things. The first one is to increase your stride length. Now the reason why I say that is because you're going to get more movement within your hips and your knees and your ankles, which is going to really help to get those joints moving, keep them healthy, get more muscles activated. My second tip would be to allow your arms to swing naturally by your side. Now the important thing here is not to force the arm swing, but just to allow them to swing naturally along your side. Now this is because your arms are very much linked to your spine and they move in concert with your spine and the rest of your body. I hope you found this video as interesting as I have. Please do hit that like button and subscribe.
Now, I don't know about you, but listening to that chiropractor talk about the benefits of walking just opened up my mind and ears and eyes to think, wow, my discs are having that much benefit and my heart is having that much benefit. Not to mention the mental status of everybody. So what is the, okay, number one therapy for overcoming depression and anxiety is, drum roll everybody, were you listening? Walking. If you have friends or family that are experiencing depression and anxiety, you don't have to be a PhD in psychiatry. I want everybody to pay attention here. And if you or your family are suffering, guess what we need to do? Get outside and walk. I don't care if you're in the snow You need to bundle up, put some mittens on, some hats on, some gloves on, some boots on, and get outside. That's the number one therapy for overcoming depression and anxiety. Now, if you live in a warmer climate, it's even better if you can get out where there are lots of trees and grass and birds and water. There's nothing like going on the walking on the beach to overcome any depression and anxiety. So that's like number one. Now, I was blown away by a lot of the information that he brought forth from scientific research and study of how walking benefits the body. It's free. And you have doctors. I wonder how many of you have ever experienced going to a physician and sharing that you've been depressed or anxious. Did they ever recommend exercise or walking? Or did they just bring out the prescription pad after listening to you talk for maybe 5 minutes, if you get that much time in, and just say, this drug will help you overcome depression? So we are in a season of our lives, of our journey on earth, where we've been bamboozled over the last 2 or 3 years with the solution is a jab, and now people are dying from that solution. And now we can take charge with walking. Yay! Let's get some walking teams together in our neighborhood, in our buildings, in our community. This is one number one for overcoming. Now, here's a study I thought was interesting about maternal health even, just to show you how much depression and anxiety can affect our community. This study I found is, I really wasn't aware of the facts in this about maternal deaths are attributed to depression. So listen to this for a minute to just realize the scope of depression and anxiety, how it affects our society. And already we have the number one solution.
The U.S. maternal mortality rate is far higher than that of other developed nations. But the big question is, why is that?
Joining us this morning to discuss is Allison Greenberg, CEO and co-founder of Ruth Health. Allison, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa and Emily.
Absolutely. Let's get right into it. We know this is a big problem. Tell us about the maternal mortality rate in the U.S. and what accounts for it being so high?
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, here in America, we have the highest mortality rate, maternal mortality rate of any nation in the developed world. If you look at that on a broader spectrum internationally, ours is on parallel with that of Romania or Latvia. But the U.S. spends the highest amount on healthcare of any nation in the developed world. So we're not seeing our outcomes match up with our spending. And that's largely because our prenatal to postpartum care is just not robust enough. We're not meeting patients where they are. And we're experiencing very high rates of things like preeclampsia, preterm birth. We have extremely high C-section rates in this country, and all of those conditions increase the risk of mortality and morbidity in childbirth and immediately after.
We're not meeting patients where they are as a whole in this country, but how does Texas fare in the maternal mortality rate?
Yeah, so unfortunately, Texas is in the top 10 of the highest maternal mortality rates in the U.S. Many southern states are extremely high on this sort of ranking. And the challenge is around spending. The challenge is also around pursuing innovations like remote patient monitoring, caring for conditions like preeclampsia that account for a majority of maternal mortality deaths. And a lot of this comes with higher spending. So states like California actually have the lowest maternal mortality rate in the U.S. And a lot of that comes from innovation and spending on advanced and new forms of prenatal prevention and postpartum recovery.
People like to criticize their tax rate, but those dollars do go to those programs.
They do.
Allison, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, how will that impact maternal mortality rates?
Yes, unfortunately, it is almost undoubtable that the maternal mortality rate will rise. And those who are affected are really all of us. The maternal mortality rate includes women of all colors, all walks of life, but it will most significantly affect the most marginalized, those who are of lowest income, women of color, and victims of rape. So what we do know is that even today, the majority of patients who seek abortions are already mothers. The health risk affects not just the patient, but also their existing children, their entire family. And, you know, medical experts, including our own chief medical officer, Dr. Vivian Greenberg, say the risks of this ban include more maternal deaths. Those who are denied safe access to abortions are less likely to access timely prenatal care. They might also suffer risks, including clotting disorders, autoimmune disorders, even ectopic pregnancies, which result in a riskier birth. So we have a lot of evidence, including a five-year study that looked at the long-term implications of abortion access denial. And, you know, women in that study were more likely to fall on food insecurity, financial hardship, even mental health struggles. So it really does not bode well for those who are expecting and those who end up taking a pregnancy to term that they did not intend to.
Yeah, there are so many factors and circumstances that come into play here.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears for just a moment. I want to talk more about Ruth Health. Ruth Health is on a mission to protect babies and mothers. Talk to us more about the mission.
Thanks so much. Yeah, so we at Ruth Health are a virtual care hub and clinic offering pregnancy and postpartum support.
That was just a little clip about the effect that depression has on pregnant women, that the mortality rate is up for Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you because when I came across it, I thought, I'm a doula, and I want to encourage everyone to become informal doulas. And that is when you have someone in your life who is expecting a child, they have chosen to take that nine-month journey initially to have that baby grow in their womb. This is such a delicate time for them to express emotions and feel emotions that they've never felt before, especially if it's their first child. We can all be doulas in the sense of supporting that woman in her journey and helping her walk every day, for one, if she can. And if she can't, there's other things that women can do, just sitting in nature, going to a park and sitting around in nature. We're going to listen to some of the benefits of just being in the forest. In fact, there was a study done that showed forest bathing is one of the next therapies that helps women over it. I'm especially concerned about maternal deaths in our country that are really off the chart. And it's really, a lot of it has to do with this society putting pressure on women to be really more than they can be in terms of being a mother and working and then maybe raising other children, maybe by herself. Just think of all the anxieties and situations that mothers find themselves in, and it doesn't allow them to focus on loving that child growing inside of them. So here's another number two therapy for even mother expecting mothers, that is forest bathing. It's called forest bathing.
This is a film about forests. This is also a film about you. Our life is full of ups and downs. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live. There are always moments when your heart is broken, burnt, or hurt. When you have to face failure, rejection, or loss. So how do you pick yourself up when you are down? How do you start your healing when you are hurt? First, let us understand the brain. Over thousands of years, our body and brain have developed in the lap of nature. There is a part of you which still feels at home in nature. In fact, it has been scientifically proven that when you are in nature, your brain behaves differently. Be connected with nature results in some amazing changes inside your head, which begin to calm you and soothe your nerves. Your body picks up these signals to boost your immunity and your healing abilities. In our hectic lives, we overuse parts of our brain which deal with logic, information, and decision-making. A world of desires and distractions does not give our brain the rest it deserves. The chatter in our heads often goes out of control, but most people ignore the signs until things go wrong. Many people turn to alcohol and drugs. Some resort to medicines and expensive therapies to get relief from symptoms. Only a few spend time and effort in finding the root cause of the problem. Ask yourself a simple question. What is the source of your health? If you rest your mind and reflect, you'll know. It's nature. Reconnecting with nature is like resetting your brain. This is a film about forests. This is also a film about you. One cannot escape the ups and downs of life, but one can always find calm in nature. One can always find comfort and clarity in the company of woods. The path to healing lies inside you. And when you can learn to carry the forest within you, you are always home. Your healing has begun.
All kinds of challenges going on today. I understand Facebook can't hear me, so I'm trying to use my phone, but I don't think it's loud enough. Blog Talk can hear okay, so I'm going to go to my host, my executive producer. Let's see. We're going to go to a commercial break. And we'll be back. We'll try and fix this problem we're having. Facebook can't hear me, so let's see after the commercial. I hope Blog Talk can hear me okay. Looks like Blog Talk Studio is okay, but Facebook is not. So we'll be right back after these messages.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Open up my mic. Okay, we're trying to heal this system here because we're having all kinds of problems in Facebook, and I have three other platforms, YouTube and Facebook, but we're having trouble. So my audios are important today because they're giving us inspiration to treat our depression and anxiety. I'm not the authority on treating depression and anxiety, but I do know where to go to get answers. And that's why I am here for you, to give you some answers to the challenge of this season that we're in, where some people don't have the money to buy all the gifts. Some people are homeless. There's all types of things going on. But here is some more information. I'm going to put my phone on speaker as I play these so that you can get all you need today to reduce or eliminate depression. We already heard number one, walking. Walking is the number one therapy for reducing or eliminating depression and anxiety. Something called forest bathing is being promoted in all over the world. And then there's the power of the health benefits. We talked about that. And then there's forest bathing. And then there's other ideas about seven ways. Here's seven ways to beat or treat depression.
Are you suffering from depression? Have you heard about all the side effects of medications and are afraid to try them? Do you feel depressed, but maybe you don't think it's bad enough that you want to try taking medication? In this video, we're going to go over the seven natural ways that can help treat your depression without having to take medication. Welcome to Family Med. I'm Dr. Richardson, and this is your home for practical and accurate information to help your family make healthy decisions. This is a channel that focuses on bringing better health to your home. In this episode, we're going to be going over some simple, safe, and natural things that you can do to help treat your depression. These suggestions are most helpful when you're suffering from mild to moderate depression. They aren't meant to replace your current treatment and certainly should not be stopping any medications except under the care of your doctor. So hopefully you've been able to visit with your doctor and get a good diagnosis. If you're having severe symptoms like suicidal or homicidal thoughts, you need to be getting help right away. Talk to friends or family, your doctor, or go to the emergency room, or even call the number below, which is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Remember, there is help out there. So you've talked to your doctor and you feel that medication isn't right for you. Or maybe you're taking a medication and you're still looking for some things that you can do to decrease your reliance on them. What are your options? Well, the first non-medication option that I recommend in treating depression is something called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. This is something that has been widely studied and can be just as effective as medication in treating mild to moderate depression. CBT is usually done through a therapist, like a psychologist or a licensed clinical social worker. A CBT therapist helps identify negative thoughts that you are having and helps you see how they are impacting your mental health. Persistent negative thoughts can have a real impact on the chemicals of your brain, like serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine, that are in charge of your feeling of well-being. By helping us recognize our negative thoughts and develop strategies to turn those around, a good therapist is shown to be very effective in treating depression. What I've noticed, though, is that I frequently get a lot of hesitation with my patients to do therapy. They feel that somehow there's a negative stigma about going. What I tell them, though, is that I see it as physical therapy for the brain. When you injure your knee, you wouldn't have second thoughts about going to a physical therapist and learning exercises that help your knee get better. We wouldn't look at that person and think that they're weak. We see them as being smart and taking control of their health. It's no different going to a mental health therapist. Sometimes all you need to do is learn a few good mental exercises to work on to get your brain back in good health. So don't sell a good therapist short. They can do wonders in treating your depression. The second thing that I recommend is often a dirty word in many of our vocabularies. That's the E word, or exercise. You heard me right. Exercises are very effective in treating depression. Studies show that both high-intensity and moderate-intensity exercise can be effective in treating mild to moderate depression. I always thought that runners were crazy when they referred to their runner's high. I still think they're crazy, but there's an actual release of the chemicals in the brain that happens that can affect mood in a positive way. When we talk about moderate exercise, it's been shown to release certain chemicals that help the nerves grow and create new connections in the brain that are responsible for mood. Just like antidepressants, it takes a few weeks for this to start to work. I recommend that you do at least 5 days of at least 30 minutes a day of some sort of exercise. Pick something that you enjoy, and if you don't enjoy it, at least pick something you don't hate that much. But unfortunately, when you're depressed, exercise may be the last thing you want to do, but stick with it and you'll start to notice a difference. The third thing you need to do is work on your diet. Here in the United States, our diet is horrible. The things we oftentimes call food is usually garbage. I did an earlier video on simple steps for a healthier diet. You can click on the link up here if you're interested. But as part of it, I walked around my local Walmart and filled what was being sold. If you step back and really look at what we're putting into our bodies, most of which we can't even pronounce, it's obvious that all these chemicals, preservatives, and additives are wreaking havoc on our bodies. This isn't food. This is edible drugs meant to keep us hooked. Bet you can't eat just one is real. Another analogy that if you put bad gas into our car, you get bad performance. Our bodies are no different. Stay away from the processed foods. Cut back or eliminate unrefined carbohydrates and sugars from your diet. Decrease your caffeine intake. Did you know that higher amounts of caffeine can actually decrease your levels of serotonin? But it's not just about what you shouldn't eat. We need to focus on having a healthy diet with lots of fruits, vegetables, and healthy proteins. Eating foods higher in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, mackerel, sardines, healthy fats like coconut oils have found to be serotonin-enhancing foods, which can have a positive impact on your mood. The fourth thing you need to do is manage your stress. Long-term, chronic stress increases the level of a hormone called cortisol, which causes physical changes in your body and your brain, increasing your risk for depression. Take an honest look at your life. What things are causing you stress? Are you stuck in a job you hate? Are you having relationship problems? Are you living with feelings of guilt, or have you overscheduled your life? Sit down and do a real brutal assessment of yourself and where you're at. Write down which things you can change and which things you can't. Work on changing what you can. Those things that you can't change, figure out how you can better deal with it, or oftentimes there really are ways you can change those. We just may need to think of it in a different way. This is something a good counselor or therapist can help you work through. Besides this exercise though, learn some better stress management techniques such as meditation, prayer, yoga, or massage. All of these things have shown to be helpful, so start to incorporate one or all of them into your life and see what kind of a difference it can make. The fifth thing you need to do is work on getting adequate sleep. I know this is a hard one. Believe me, I have 5 kids and most of them are teenagers who don't feel like they need to go to bed. Sleep is a struggle for us, but it is so important. We need to get our 7 to 8 hours of sleep as an adult, and even more for our teenagers to have optimal health. Sleep is when the body repairs itself. It's when all the nerves in the brain solidify and lay down new memories. When we don't get the sleep we need, everything is off. So if you're having trouble sleeping, work with your doctor to find ways to improve it. Make sure you aren't dealing with sleep apnea, a condition where you don't breathe well at night. There's a strong correlation between sleep apnea and depression. Get online and do some research using the term sleep hygiene for thoughts and ideas that you can do to improve your sleep. The fifth recommendation that I have for you is to surround yourself with good people and influences. We as humans are a social species. We need human interaction. Unfortunately, one of the biggest problems that you face when you're dealing with depression is a desire to isolate yourself. You start to see the world as against you, or that it doesn't need you or want you. So the best thing that you can think to do is isolate yourself. But this is the worst thing you can do. Surround yourself with friends and family. Stay away from those who are constantly trying to pull you down. Negativity often brings negativity. If you're surrounded by people who are dragging you down, or are using you, or don't have your best interest in mind, and get away. If you're in a destructive relationship, find ways to either improve it or leave it. Okay, so the seventh and last one that I'm going to talk about today can be one of the hardest when you're suffering from depression, but I think it can also be one of the most effective. I want you to get out and serve somebody else. Get involved in charity work. Find a neighbor who's in need. Volunteer at a homeless shelter. It's amazing how when we forget ourselves in the service of other people, what a positive impact that has on our mental health. We're ever living in a self-centered, me-first society, and this is having a negative impact on our overall health as well as our mental health. Get out and make a regular habit of serving and looking out for others, and you'll see a positive impact in your own life. If you struggle finding for opportunities that might make a fit for you, why don't I suggest a website for you? For those in the United States, there's a site out there called justserve.org that you can go out that shows volunteer opportunities in most communities. So get out and help somebody else and see what a difference it will make in your life. Depression is a real condition, and it can have a huge impact on your life. There are many different ways that you can treat it, and oftentimes it takes several different avenues to find something that is going to work for you. It's important to remember, though, that if these or other things you are trying are not working, there are other options out there. Sometimes, despite all you do, the symptoms still will not go away. If you find yourself in that position, go and talk to your doctor. Sometimes, just like when you have diabetes or blood pressure, you need to take medication to help control it. Depression is no different. And taking a medication doesn't mean that somehow you failed or are weak. If you're interested in learning more about medication options to treat depression, check out my playlist on different options that are available to treat this depression. Now, the best part of these suggestions that we've just talked about, though, is they can be used no matter where you are in your depression treatment. Adding these suggestions to your treatment, even when you're taking medication, can really help. This list of suggestions certainly doesn't cover all the non-medication options for treating depression. I'm interested in hearing about the things that you have done to help your depression, and even better, what your experiences have been with any of these suggestions. Go ahead and comment below and let us know. Remember though, my purpose in sharing this information is to help give information that you can think about and discuss with your own doctor. Please don't take this as correct medical advice. Take everything you've learned.
So there are a number of people out there who can give you advice and professional information about depression and anxiety. And that guy, again, he was trying to balance it all out by saying, you might need medication. So that's a choice that only you can make. But I'm here to give you some natural therapies and alternatives. And again, I'm not an MD, but I've had lots of experience being depressed myself. And as he said, there are many levels of depression that only a doctor or a professional psychologist, maybe they're the only ones that can help you. So don't leave out your options. Don't eliminate options if walking, number one, that's the number one way to get rid of it. Number two is forest bathing. Just find a place that has lots of greenery, trees and grass and even water. The beach is a perfect place for changing your mood. So we've got a few other voices. Dr. Tracy Marks, she's one of my favorites, a sister who gives alternative medicine. Now, these are just herbs and things other than prescription drugs that she advises. I love most of her. I love her advice in general, other than walking and forest bathing. And here is some natural remedies, alternative remedies, medicine that she calls for. She's a psychiatrist.
Alternative medicine for depression. That's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm Dr. Tracy Marks, a psychiatrist, and on this channel, I talk about mental health education and self-improvement. I publish videos every week, so if you don't want to miss one, press the subscribe button. We have many prescription options to treat depression today, but there are people who don't believe in taking prescription medication.
I ain't taking nobody's medication.
But they may be okay with taking something over the counter. Now, keep in mind that just because it's derived naturally does not mean that it's not a drug. Really, anything that has a chemical effect on your body is a drug. Nevertheless, here are 8 drugs that are known to be used for depression. Number 1. 5-HTP. 5-HTP is a precursor to serotonin. This means that it's part of the chemical pathway to make serotonin. So it's serotonin-like. There's been about 30 clinical trials showing some promising results with 5-HTP, but here's the downside. It has a really short half-life, which requires you to take it 3 to 4 times a day. So if you've never taken a medication before, it's hard enough to remember to take something once a day, much less 3 or 4 times a day. The common side effect is wicked nausea and maybe even vomiting. Number 2, inositol. Inositol is abundant in the brain, and chemically it's a sugar alcohol, and it's a building block for other chemicals in the body.
we don't really know exactly how it helps depression, and there haven't been a lot of studies showing effectiveness. In the few studies that I've seen, though, it was used as an add-on treatment. So you would take it in addition to something that you were already taking for depression. The main side effects of it are gas and mania. Number 3, L-methylfolate. Folate is vitamin B9, which is an essential vitamin of the body. And usually when you hear the term or the word essential, it just means that your body doesn't make it. And the only way you can get it is through your diet or supplements. And while I'm talking about this, folate is the naturally occurring nutrient that you get from green leafy vegetables, egg yolks, etc. Folic acid is a synthetic dietary supplement. Neither folate nor folic acid are biologically active in the body. Your body has to do something to it first. So once your body metabolizes either the folate or folic acid, the active form is called L-methylfolate. So that's where L-methylfolate comes from. L-methylfolate is a building block for serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine, and these are all chemicals involved in mood. Studies have shown that people with low folate levels in the body tend to have a more severe depression, and they don't respond as well to antidepressants. So in practice, L-methylfolate is best used also as an add-on treatment to your antidepressant. I don't really think it will do much if you just use it alone. You can get a prescription for L-methylfolate from your doctor, and it's technically considered a biological food, but it still requires a prescription. And many insurances are now paying for it, but if yours doesn't, it can cost upwards of $100. So folic acid can be a good option and cheaper substitute for that. It's just that your body will have to process it into the L-methylfolate. Next is saffron stigna. Yes, this is the same yellow spice that's used to season rice. There's been a limited number of studies, but enough to show some positive results. The recommended dose is 15 milligrams twice a day, so here again you have the inconvenience of needing to take it twice. When a medication is recommended for more than once a day, usually it's not as effective, or maybe not even effective at all if you only take it once a day. So if you are going to take something like this where it's required multiple times a day, you really do need to take it multiple times a day to get the desired effect. Saffron is expensive, and you should definitely consult your doctor if you're considering taking it and you're on blood thinning medications. Next is SAMe. SAMe stands for S-adenosylmethionine. You never want to need to say that. It enhances serotonin and norepinephrine. The studies show effectiveness in treating mild to moderate depression. However, many of the studies use small sample sizes and different forms of the drug, like the injectable form. Like, who's going to actually do that? So that's kind of the downside of the studies. But the recommended dose is 200 to 800 milligrams twice a day. As far as side effects, you can get some nausea with SAMe, and you should also avoid it if you have bipolar disorder, as it can worsen your mania. St. John's wort. St. John's wort is an herb, and it comes the closest to the antidepressants as far as effectiveness. It's been shown to help mild depression as a single agent. So all of these others that I've talked about, well, maybe not SAMe. SAMe has been used alone as well. The others, you kind of need to take it with something. St. John's wort is another one that has been studied as a standalone agent. It's not as good, though, for moderate to severe depression. The recommended dose is 300 milligrams three times a day, and it can interfere with the metabolism of other medications. So if you're taking another prescription medication, you need to tell your doctor that about the St. John's wort, so he or she can determine whether or not it's going to interfere with any of your other medications. Lastly, there's omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D. And omega-3 fatty acids fight inflammation in the body. And depression is thought to have an inflammatory component to it. You can check out a video I did on omega-3 fatty acids if you want to know more about omega-3s. For depression, the recommended dose is 1 to 2 grams of EPA plus DHA.
And it's better, actually, if there's more EPA than DHA. It won't work alone, and it's meant to take as a supplement. Most of the vitamin D in your body is made in your skin from sun exposure. You can get some from your diet, but it's mostly from sun exposure. Many people are vitamin D deficient and don't know it. Vitamin D supplementation has been shown to improve depression in people on medication and who are vitamin D deficient. It was not that helpful for depressed people who were not already deficient. So just like omega-3, vitamin D is considered an add-on therapy. The recommended dose is 1,000 to 5,000 international units. One important thing about vitamin D, though, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so it can accumulate in your body. So you don't want to take too much of it thinking that if 1,000 or 5,000 helps, then maybe 10,000 is even better. More is not better, unless you have a deficiency. And the only way to find that out is to get tested. Thanks for watching this today. Check out some of my other...
Now, that was Dr. Tracy Marks, who's a psychiatrist, a professional psychiatrist, and she's on YouTube like many other professional psychiatrists. And that's like the number one go-to for me for answers that I can't find in a book or in my neighborhood is to go to YouTube and search for a topic. So as we go to the break, I want to just play this serenity prayer for us to think about. Dr. Tracy Marks is an expert, if you might say, on mental health. We have Dr. Debbie Green on Thursday, who gives us lots of good advice on having healthy minds and bodies. And I want to just say prayer is always, always, always the best option to start with, and that is letting go of things you cannot change and embracing and doing all you can to change what you can. So as we go to the break, I want to pray the serenity prayer, which is so helpful to
folks. Yes. Let's go for it right away.
And let's work on this season. Sugar is the drug of the season. And we want to take this moment. Beautiful work.
God grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change. Courage to change all I can, and the wisdom, yes, the wisdom, the wisdom to know the difference. God grant me the serenity to accept
the difference.
Be our prayer in this season and every season as we navigate through this amazing season we're in of confusion and shopping and craziness. And that is my prayer for you as well. We'll be right back after this mess. Press 1 if you'd like to do some tapping on your own emotional state right now and share with us how you're overcoming any sorts of low feelings, and we'll be right back to help you out.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon. For joining me this morning, and I apologize for the technical difficulties, especially on Facebook. Facebook doesn't want me to talk about natural therapies for depression, I guess. always having trouble there, but we're overcoming every day, the technical difficulties that we have on Blog Talk and everywhere else, because the universe is going to produce and guide us into truth with a capital T. We're being guided into truth with a capital T. Most of the Twilight Zone episodes are behind us. We might have a few Twilight Zone episodes ahead of us, but never fear, never fear. We have still have nature, and nature is, in my opinion, the number one therapy. If you are struggling with depression or anxiety or sadness or any type of weakness, let us know so we can help you this morning. We only have about 20 minutes left, and we'd love to hear from you. And we've got a caller who's pressed 1, and so we're going to open up the mic for 312-671. Your mic is open. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Weyon Yashalom. Yes, my name is Minister Robert Floyd Plump, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. Hallelujah.
My question is, getting much sun in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, well, you know, Dr. V, we want to really thank you, and we thank God and also the Female Solution, because our health is our wealth, and you have been sharing information, you know, from day one. You know, information is really a key to success. Plus, I wanted you to share the thought, too, that the universe is on your side, because the universe is created in unity, you know, and that's God's we are only. So, you know, ain't nobody stopping no cold in Chicago or anywhere else in America or the world. They ain't stopping no snowflake, because we don't got no power. God, we are only got all the power. And I want you to know that we are expecting here in Chicago the Hal Washington Foundation.info to share unity in the community. Black and black love. Information is a key to success, and happy Kwanzaa. As we say, we share this thought too. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and happy Kwanzaa, especially Kwanzaa. Black power education is the very, very best. And that's going to be taking place on December the 26th, which is the fourth Monday, this coming Monday, at Lake Grove Village. 3515 South Cottage Grove from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's on the first floor. It's going to be dedicated to one of the community and some of the community godfathers featuring Dr. Webb Evans, which was the Buy Black Man, Lieutenant Mary and Earl Sorton, my pastor, the world's greatest pastor, and Mayor Harold Lee Washington, plus you. And yours truly, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. And for more information, brothers and sisters can go to the Hal Washington Foundation.info or call me personally at 312-671-2773. And thank you a million again in advance. We in it to win. We in the struggle, but everyone have to go with it's God's time now. It's God's time, and the people that go with God has got the victory. We fly like gooses, and we also fly like eagles, because you are a leader in divine order, right down to the modern time. And we love you. Keep up the good work, Dr. V. Have a pleasingly plump day.
Thank you, Minister Plump. And we want to say everybody should fly up to Chicago, Illinois, and connect with Minister Plump, because he's serious and he's not playing about lifting your spirits. And I forgot to mention, I didn't forget, but the one thing, the number two, maybe the number two therapy that I really promote is music. And I know you, Minister Plump, are big on promoting good music, high vibration music. And for those of you who are wondering, well, what should
Hallelujah.
I play? How many times, if you're a senior citizen especially, you've got to have some really good favorite music that you artists that you like. So that would be, I think, my number two favorite therapy for overcoming depression and sadness and anxiety is find the music that
yes,
will lift.
Yes, you're right.
How many different types of music, Minister Plump, have you listened to over the years that has changed the way you felt, have changed your emotions.
Oh, okay, all right, we win. And music I listen to, it keeps me, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. It is old school music, the Steppers music. You know, the music that was created about I love you and I love God and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And that is make you happy, too, when you come to Chicago, Dr. B. I know you came before, but I didn't get with you, but let's get together so we can do the music that is the gospel. You know, it is praising ye the Lord is the best music. I love reggae. You know, we do reggae. We do the blues. We do jazz. We do the hip-hop. But music yes. with a message to the people, and it's culture music, and it's lessons, you know, because it's a blessing, you know, and you are a blessing, and so is the female solution to the whole world. God bless your heart, and we
thank
love you,
you
because we got Pump Music Productions waiting on you.
Thank us. And I want to recommend to some of you out there, if you are open to new music, is go to YouTube and listen to Ye, Kanye West's music called Soul, Pure Souls. And here's just three lines to this music. It says, and since we are in winter solstice started on Monday. And one of the teachings or advice given for this season is to write down your intentions, write down your goals, write down your visions. This is another way to overcome sadness, depression, is write whatever, even if it's not in your life now, write it down. If you want it in your life, whether it's more money, better health, bigger car, bigger house, whatever it is you are desiring, it's time to write it down. And Ye West has a song that just, oh, it just speaks to me, gives me goosebumps. He said, did those ideas ever come to life? We have these ideas in our head, like I want a husband, I want a wife, I want a this, I want a that. And he's asking in this song, which is so powerful, pure, called Pure Souls, did those ideas ever come to life? And it says, should have wrote them down in pen. Maybe they'll come to life. And this is part of the poetry of this song. Go to YouTube and listen to it from his Donda. Donda music from, I don't listen to anything he was doing before last year. It's like not on my radar. It's too negative. But as a transforming being, as a changing being, he wrote a song. He wrote poetry and songs after the death of his mother. And the grief just pours out in these songs with uplifting words. Should have wrote them down in pen. Maybe they'll come to life. This is the part of the poetry that you hear. And as I was listening to this, I was like, oh, my goodness, that is so true. Because what we write down with our mind, with our actions, with our hands, with a pen, we are creating something different than we have at the moment. That's why journaling is so powerful. Journaling, when you have, if someone has cancer, they're going through therapy, it's recommended that they journal, write down the emotions that they're feeling on paper. And I'm suggesting to you today is to write down whatever feelings you're going through this season. Write it down and put it into words. Listen to music. Write down what your thoughts are. And as he said, they'll come to life. Maybe they'll come to life. So if you want health, new vibe, joy, love in your life, write it down. Write it down. This is what we should be doing, especially in the beginning of this winter solstice where the sun energy is changing, the moon, all the planetary energy is changing now in the winter solstice. The planets are moving. The weather is changing now for all of us. And especially the energy on planet Earth is changing right now. We're going through this massive change. Look it up. Don't take my word. So write down what you're feeling as we go through this season of winter solstice, renewal of what we desire in our lives. It's so important right now that we do that. So along with walking, music, being in nature, and dietary changes. The number two dietary changes, which in this season is hard to do, is stop eating all this sugar. Sugar is a drug. It's like cocaine. You might as well put it in the class of cocaine. It's a drug. We're all addicted to it. And so many of us are trying to overcome this addiction to sugar. And then the other food is processed food. Any food. Let me just put it this way. Any chemicals that they put in a box and label it as nutrition and food, it's not. It's not really food. The Bible, the scripture in the first book of Bereshit, Genesis, says that your food would be those plants that have seeds in them. We don't see too many seeds these days. Watermelon seeds gone. Orange seeds. I bought some organic oranges, no seeds in them. What does that mean? They're lying to us about everything. Everything is a lie these days. So it's important that we eat less, move more. That's the message. Eat less, move more. As we remember the song, Earth My Body, Water My Blood. Eat.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth my body, water my body, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my spirit. Earth my body, earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my.
And let us take a deep breath in to inhale all the truth, the love, the compassion, the wisdom that that song brings to our spirit. Breathe in, and exhale all the frustration, depression, anxiety, jealousy, resentment, let that go, let that go. One more time, breathe in the truth of my body is a beautiful representation of truth and love and harmony. Breathe it in, breathe it in. I am truth. I am love. I am harmony. And exhale the depression, the anxiety, and the untruth, the lies, the jealousies. And I want to leave you with some tapping that you can do through this season as you find yourself maybe getting frustrated about things not going your way. Don't remember the serenity prayer, but you can always tap into the energy of your body by using your fingers and tapping on your face by the eyebrows, outside of the eyebrow, under the, these are meridian points. These are the Wi-Fi system points in your body that will shift if you use the energy in your fingers and your mind to help them shift. So let's just say you're dealing with some disappointment and you don't want to keep holding on to disappointment. There's a lot of that going on because things don't go your way. They don't go as you expected them to go. So you might feel like you want to have a drink or you want to take a drug or something, but tapping into your body with your fingers, using the hands that the Creator gives us for loving yourself. This is part of your fly therapy. First, love yourself. I'm feeling disappointed. That's an admission of what you're feeling, what you're thinking. I am feeling disappointment. But you tap into, I don't want to hold on to the disappointment. I don't want, you're tapping on your face, speaking words of truth. I don't want to hold on to this disappointment. Tapping on your chest area, tapping underneath your arm, very important energy points that can help move that disappointment energy out of the body. And then going to the top of the head, you begin to affirm what you do want. What do you want? I want love in my life. I want peace in my life. I want joy in my life. Tapping again onto the face meridian points under the eyes. I want unity in my life. I want harmony in my life. I want peace in my life, under the arms. I want loving relationships in my life. And then finally, one more round of tapping into, talking to your body, top of the head. I am love. You become what the Creator put in every cell of your body, every cell of your body. This chart behind me that some of you may be looking at on Facebook is all about your body's cellular functions when disease happens and how the body functions to get rid of that disease. That's what this German New Medicine chart is. So using that, I often look at what's the root cause of a disease or imbalance, and I turn that around and say, I am love. I am joy. I am happiness. I am satisfaction. I am peace. I am compassion. I am patient. I am wonderful. I am exceptional. And there are lots and lots of YouTube videos that can help you with that, the wording and the affirmations. That would be the next therapy, the last therapy I would leave with you, along with water, don't forget the water, but walking, music, affirmations, tapping into your body, the truth of who you want to be, who you are. And we are all love. We spent 9 months in our mother's womb constructed in love. It wasn't hate that put these arms and toes and knees and hair and all together. It was love that put us together. So always use the point of reference for your situation as this body is love. Affirming it, I am love, I am joy, I am peace, I am shalom, I am wonderful, I am healed. How about that? I am healed, I am awesome, I am amazing, I'm amazing, I'm amazing, I am healthy. When you go through several rounds of those type of affirmations, you can't stay in depression. It has to go because you're using your mouth and the words, the powerful words out of your heart that are shifting the energy, the low vibrating energy, to a higher vibration of joy and love. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. Share this with friends. And again, if you've got friends who are starting to get a little disappointed, get them outside in the sunshine and walk, walk, walk. That's number one. So we'll be back tomorrow at on the Female Solution at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Join us. And in the meantime, keep walking.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy,
gracias.
Grazie. Egypt,
gracias.
Shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.